Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. It is the 3rd of April, 2013, and today I am talking on the line to Chris Andrews there in New Mexico, in the southern sunny climes of New Mexico, but maybe a bit chilly this morning. So, Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Of your show.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Well, welcome to the show. And for people out there who don't know about yourself, why don't we start just by telling them a little bit about who you are and what it is you do?
I am, as you said, I'm Chris Andrews, owner and operator of Red Hot Inkers. We are a t-shirt printing company, but what we really do is work with organizations to create sales programs where we can generate funds that we donate to them. And you are on the top of my personal favorite list, and that's why I'm working with you to see if I can get some funds to direct towards you.
Well, let's talk about yourself personally. So where did this idea come from? How did you get into this and why?
Well, my history is in IT. I'm a software engineer, been doing that for 27 years. And just recently, I was laid off. I didn't fit into the current paradigm, apparently, as a remote worker. So I've been doing that for 8 years, and I saw that coming. So I've been building things in the background as potential sources of income, and doing t-shirts has always been a passion of mine. So I thought, you know, it'd be fun to do some t-shirts for the alternative media. And, you know, someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, guess what? Your passion is going to become your main source of income.
I guess so. Well, that's funny how that works sometimes. But for people who are only listening to the audio of this interview, they will not be able to see the designs that you have behind you there in the video. And they will not be able to see either what I'm holding here in my hand, the complimentary copy of the Corbett Report t-shirt that I got from yourself, which unfortunately is a little bit too large for me. So just as a warning for people out there who might order one of these, the large really are quite large. But I do appreciate this. This is, I think, a great idea. And I think that you've got some interesting designs there. Tell us about some of the other designs that you have up there.
Some of the other designs I have, I've just been experimenting at this point. I've got a BPA-free calling attention to BPA. And then, nothing specific in alternative media that I have up yet, but one of my favorites that I put out there, one of my first ones, is if you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
That's a very good point, isn't it? Unfortunately, we do get caught up in that. Well, this is an interesting idea. So the model is to sell the t-shirts and to use that to help fund alternative media?
That is just one type of organization that I work with. Really, where I want to do some work with is nonprofits.
I see. All right. Well, what kind of nonprofits are you interested in?
Actually, I don't have any specifics. I'm looking at any organization that I think has a good cause. And it's a case-by-case basis. And I just look at them and interview, and we talk about what type of funds they need, where they want to direct them. And then we come up with an approach to develop a sales program where we can get them some funds.
Well, this is an interesting and innovative idea, and I do appreciate the t-shirt that you sent me, and of course the Corbett Report t-shirt. It's interesting because a lot of viewers and listeners have asked over the years about merchandise like this, and I've always resisted it. I haven't wanted to really get into it myself. So it is interesting, and I fully encourage yourself and anyone else out there who's interested to do this. And so I am directing people to this website if they ask for the merchandise. I have absolutely no direct stake in this. Just for people out there, I am not. I am not selling the merchandise myself. I have nothing to do with it directly. So it's nothing that I'm selling on my own behalf, but I do appreciate people out there helping to spread the word in innovative ways like this, and it does, I think, help to spread people, spread the attention of the website to other people, and to get other people's eyes and ears on the website. So I do appreciate all of that help. Tell people where they can go to find out more about this and what your website is.
If you go to www.redhotinkers.com, there's a link called Shopping, and that will take you to the shopping cart, which is a store envy front. And from there, you can find the Corbett Report t-shirt and many of the other t-shirt designs. There's a huge section for customization where you can pick any of the templates, work with me, and then we can change the colors, text, images that'll fit your needs.
Excellent. All right. Well, Chris, anything else that you'd like people to know about yourself or your wet work before we go here?
No, just to note that, as you said, this is not a sponsorship of the Corbett Report. You are commercial free and sponsor free, and I'm respecting that. I'm just asking people to come here, buy a t-shirt, and I will donate $7 per t-shirt to your cause as a personal endeavor on my part.
I appreciate that very much. And once again, I just hope that people will help to support the website in various ways, including spreading attention and awareness about the website, because, again, that's just another important way of getting this information out to people. So my hat's off to you for doing this. And once again, I hope people will at least check it out. RedHotInkers.com. So I hope people will go there to find out more about this. So, Chris, thank you very much for doing this, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.